This is Luke Allison here with the CriticalBench.com Weekly Building Expert Interview Series. Today I'm here with Ashley Koop. Ashley, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing good. Thank you for joining us today. I certainly appreciate it.
I want to
sort of get into your background really quickly. What were you doing before being involved with Lean Hybrid Muscle and Critical Bench?
I started out as a figure competitor about probably going on 2.5-3 years ago. I started competing because I had played sports my whole life. I have a background in track and gymnastics and really pretty much any other sport you can think of, you know, from tennis to diving, swimming, everything. I was competing and just really doing well with that stuff. I won my first show, went on to do another show, won that. And it was just something that, you know, I decided not to do as a hobby. I really wanted to bring fitness as a part of my life. So I was going to college at the University of Miami, doing broadcast journalism. I wanted to be a sportscaster, kind of like Linda Cohn on SportsCenter. And, just from there, decided that wasn't for me, kind of got into fitness a little bit after that, and I've just been going ever since. Critical Bench is a site that I've always been a big fan of. I'd always, you know, check up on the different articles. You know, they have a lot of great stuff for athletes, for figure athletes and bodybuilding people like myself, and just how to, you know, kind of get toned, build muscle, things like that. So that's how I became familiar with the site, and I've become lucky enough to start to work with them and help out, you know, with a few different things here and there.
And what has your experience been with Lean Hybrid Muscle? Is it, you know, is it a good experience? Is it a, indifferent experience? What has that been like for you?
No, it's been a great experience. You know, for Lean Hybrid Muscle, I actually shot a video for them, for the women. Like, you know, it's kind of like a little preview of, like, what women can do, different workouts they can do, taking them through their paces. And it was a great workout. I want to say it was challenging. It was a lot of fun. It really gives women I don't want to use the word challenge again, but it does. It gives women a good challenge, you know, in getting in shape and getting their, you know, cardiovascular, getting their heart rate up and definitely getting that lean tone muscle that women want. I know the series is for men, but I was lucky enough to help out with the women's side, you know, because obviously I can relate to that. And it's been a help myself. And the funny thing is, when I shot the video for Lean Hybrid Muscle, many people don't know this, I was actually 5 months pregnant at the time.
Wow.
And I wasn't showing yet. You know, I might have had like a little beer belly a little bit, but I was wearing, you know, a black shirt trying to cover it up and just going through the workout. So it was a bit more of a challenge for me, but I absolutely loved it. I really did. It was something I was able to do during my pregnancy a little bit, and then even a little bit after my pregnancy to help me get back into shape. So it's been an excellent experience.
I think there's an idea that at certain points it's probably just a good idea to lean on other people and to sort of pick up something you've heard about or whatnot. Do you think there's any validity to that?
To leaning on other people in terms
A program that you've seen or something that's gotten, you know, mentioned around, things like that, just because you can't possibly do all of your own programming all the time.
I could definitely see that. I think that there's a huge, problem. It can be a problem and it can be good for some people, I guess, with kind of like workout trends and like different videos that are out there and different, you know, things that are awesome for right now that'll be, you know, marketed on TV and on the internet. And I think that people can kind of think, okay, well, I'm going to do this program. I'm going to do, you know, I'm not throwing any program under the bus, you know, if it does work for people. Like, for instance, I know PX90 is a huge fad right now. You know, people lean on that to get into shape. They'll do the 90 days, and then, you know, what do they do after that? You know, I don't think that looking for one program to suit your needs and fitness is the answer. I think that you have to really learn about this stuff. You have to study the diet that it takes to get to whatever your fitness goal is. You have to study, you know, the technique in the gym, whether you're going to be weight training or doing more, you know, circuit stuff, you know, for cardio. You really have to study up on this stuff and make it a part of your life and not just rely on one specific program to get you to your goal and, you know, to maintain your goal. Because I don't think it's really not realistic. People need to definitely realize there's a lot more to be studied and there's a lot of work that goes into this stuff. And if you want to be successful, whether you're an athlete or you're just somebody who wants to be in shape, you have to have a good understanding of it. So, yeah.
And like you said, it's a lifestyle, and that's a lot more than just the time you spend in the gym. So.
Yes, absolutely, kind of absolutely. It's you can't
goes
just.
Without saying.
Yeah, you can't really just go to the gym, you know, do your 45 minutes, an hour, you know, whatever you're doing, and then go home and eat, you know, fettuccine Alfredo with a Coke and expect to get any sort of positive result. You know, you have to make it a part of your life. You have to make an effort to eat clean. You have to make an effort to balance your meals with protein, you know, with complex carbs, with things that are actually going to fuel your body and do your body good. You know, you can't just rely on a few minutes at the gym a week.
Yeah, it's disappointing that it's not easy, but
yeah, it is.
that's how it goes, I guess.
It is. If it was easy, everybody would do it, though.
Yeah. There's some quotes, but I'll leave those to other people. to get into the competition side a little bit, I'm aware of at least three sort of different, I guess, types of physique competition for women. You have fitness, figure, and bodybuilding. Talk a little bit about those and sort of where your interest is in relation to those.
Okay, well, I'm a figure competitor. And what figure competing is it's very similar to bodybuilding. I think that's the one that most people are, most people recognize bodybuilding more. You know, that's when you build a lot of muscle, you get to be more bulky, a bit more, you know, dry or striated on the stage. And figure is a few steps down from that. You know, you're still going on stage and posing, and you're being judged on your muscle, but it's not so much on your muscle as it is the overall symmetry. What figure competitors do with their posing, they're not necessarily flexing. They're trying to show the symmetry and how your shoulders compare to your waist and how your waist compares to your quad sweep. And you'll do four main poses, which will be a front pose, side pose, back, other side. And the judges really are just looking for the overall symmetry, the flow of the muscle. You know, they want everything to almost be kind of like an X, like an hourglass shape without, you know, kind of like the typical curve. It's more of hourglass shape of muscle in a way. So that's what figure is. And then fitness, that's for the women who do the routines. The routines will consist a lot of, you know, gymnastics and dance. And at the same time, they're very muscular as well. And they do have a posing section during their competition. But their main thing is their fitness routine, which they'll do to music. And, you know, they'll do the one-handed push-ups and the back handsprings and things like that. They're absolutely incredible to watch. So that's the difference.
And it seems like there is a little bit for everyone.
Maybe not. It's tough. You know, you're kind of asking somebody who's in a difficult position. You know, now they have incorporated bikini as well. So that's
okay.
For the girls who don't want to be as muscular, you know, because figure is still pretty muscular, but you know, they incorporate bikini for the girls who have some tone, not necessarily are muscular. You know, they kind of have good beach bodies. So, I mean, I would like to say there's something for everybody, but I found myself in a very awkward position last season, or I would say two seasons ago. Last season I was pregnant, so I wasn't competing. But I was in a position where I was told to gain more muscle, you know, to compete with the girls on the bigger stage. So I went ahead, I built more muscle. I was actually told by the judges that my symmetry and overall muscle tone was that of, you know, a top five Olympian. But I came in with that muscle in a season where they didn't want that look anymore, and they wanted a more obtainable look, something that was more similar to bikini. So a lot of the figure girls who had worked hard to gain this muscle now don't have, you know, don't really have a place, because we don't want to be bodybuilders necessarily. You know, we don't want to have that much muscle, and we don't have the skill set at this point to do fitness, and we don't want to lose the muscle we do have and do bikini. So it's kind of like, where do we go now?
Okay.
And so it's, you know, there's always challenges. There's always challenges. You always have to alter your physique to kind of fit the mold a little bit.
Okay. And with the discipline involved, that's not always the easiest thing if you're sort of working towards subjective judging criteria.
No, it can be one of the most frustrating things because for myself, I'm a natural athlete. You know, I've never used steroids, I've never used growth hormones, nothing. You know, my supplements include whey protein, creatine sometimes, and, you know, aminos. That's it. You know, it's so for me to put on the muscle I put on, I literally had to take a year of my life and dedicate it 110% to the gym and eating more food than I could possibly stomach. You know, it was a huge challenge, and it, you know, my life revolved around that. And to have made the gains that I've made and be told that, okay, just kidding, lose them. It's physically and mentally just, it's very tough. But if you want to succeed in the sport, you kind of have to understand the attitude that goes along with it, where you don't know what they're going to want from season to season, and you're just going to have to be ready for the next challenge.
What types of things do you look at for either influences or motivation?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. When I first started out, my rookie season, I would look at the other girls. I would look at not the other girls I was competing against, but the girls on the pro stage. And I would look at different figure competitors that, okay, you know, I loved Valerie Waugheman. She's a retired IFBB figure pro. Like, I thought she had the most amazing quads ever. So I would literally, right before I'd do a hard leg workout, I would sit on the computer and look at her quads. So I could visualize that during my leg workout, like, you know, I'd be screaming, big quads, big quads. But
Right.
I got to a point where I achieved those quads. I got to the point where I looked, you know, in my opinion, I looked, you know, like the girls I wanted to look like. So it really just came from just having to find it within myself, like to keep, you know, you just have to, there's got to be a fire in yourself to keep pushing. When you reach like your ultimate level, you have to stay hungry. You know, you have to never look at yourself like you're perfect. You always have things that you can improve on. So I think that, you know, it just comes from that, just wanting to do better regardless. I can always find a flaw.
Always, always.
Always, always.
We're still early in 2011, but what sort of goals are you working towards, and what's on the sort of immediate horizon for you?
I have a lot of things going on this year. You know, I'm coming back, you know, from having the baby. I took a little time to, you know, do that and get back in shape. So I'm really looking forward to hitting the stage again. The most immediate competition I know that I'm doing is going to be in Texas in August. And so I'm really looking forward to that. I'll actually be competing with a new organization called REAL. They're a 100% natural organization. They're tested. Every athlete gets tested. So I'm looking forward to, you know, to that. And, you know, hoping to go pro. I'm really hoping to go pro with that organization. Additionally, I have been writing a book called The Fit Girl's Guide to Pregnancy, and I'm hoping to have that completed and on the shelves by year's end. I've had a lot of interest in it, and I have some publishers that I've been working with, and I'm really ready to get it out there. The book is about how to stay in shape and even how to get in shape during your pregnancy. So, you know, you're not in that mad dash to lose weight after pregnancy, and also so women can be healthy during their pregnancy. There's a stigma that, you know, you can't do anything, or, you know, you take it easy, or you're eating for two. And I just really want to kind of challenge that idea and show people that you can be active and can be in shape, and, you know, it's what's best for you and best for your baby. So I'm hoping to get that book out there soon. And in addition to that, you know, I'm just continuing to train my clients and, you know, train myself, trying to get the pro stage soon. And I actually shot a what's it called, a pilot for a reality series that hopefully we're hoping will get picked up for the major networks. It was an amazing experience. It'll be about fitness models, and we'll be put through challenges, hoping to get the cover of one of the largest fitness magazines that's out there. I can't really see the name of the show or which magazine is doing it, but it'll be incredible if it does happen. So I'm really hoping that'll be
Okay.
something I do this year.
So that's a lot going on. Different
It's a
things to
lot.
keep you busy.
Oh yeah, it's a lot, especially with the little one running around. So I've definitely got my
True,
plate full,
true.
but I love it.
Right. Go back to the sort of training and pregnancy. Had read some things, you had some ideas about sort of strength after pregnancy and training after pregnancy. Sort of go into that in a little bit of detail if you could.
Well, one thing I noticed, and I'm sure that other women who have played sports or who are heavily involved with, weight training, after you have a baby, you feel like you're in a different body. Not even just the way you look, but it's the way you feel. For me, within 2 weeks after I had the baby, I was, I had lost all the weight and I had abs again. It wasn't about that, but it was about how my body feels in the gym. To this day, my daughter is 11 months and I'm still fighting to get my squats, back to where they were before, because when you're pregnant, your hips expand and your back, starts to curve a little bit to support, to support your big belly, and things don't just go back. It's very difficult. Things become a little bit weaker. Your stance becomes different. It's like you're learning how to weight train in a whole new body. So it's really been an amazing experience. It's been frustrating because I was thinking after I had my daughter, I'd be able to, take a little bit of time. But then once I was completely healed and ready to go, I thought I'd boom, just, work hard and get my strength back. But that's not the case. You're learning form all over again as well. Squats were my main thing. I think I was pushing, I don't know what my max was, but I was repping 275 very, very easily. Before I had her, in the bucket, not hack, but, I had a good, strong squat. But now I don't even want to tell you where my squats are. You have to learn your form all over again and learn how to trust your body. And I think that's something that a lot of women probably struggle with, in addition to myself, as they try to get back in shape and try to regain some of those, some of that muscle. So it's been a challenge.
It sounded like it would be almost like an injury, like coming back from an injury, but a more sort of systematic, sort of across the entire body.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good way to think about it. It is. Okay. I would definitely say that, because you hear about quarterbacks in the NFL who, they've had like a knee injury and now, they don't play the same, not because they're not healthy, but because they have that fear. They're scared they're going to get hit again. So, their game isn't up to what it used to be. And I would honestly say I'm at a point where, I'm healed. I'm ready. I'm good to go. But it's kind of like I have that fear where I don't completely trust my body just yet to pick up a certain amount of weight. So it's very frustrating. It's tough mentally. It's really hard to like get over that.
Well, and it's good that you're coming out with materials and you have the support of a publishing company and whatnot, because that's a lot of times what people tell other people to do is, if you're hurt or you're coming back from some sort of special situation, your body is, it's not functioning normal, and you can't just pretend that you know everything you need to do.
Right. I mean, I definitely hope to put that out and at least like shed a little bit of light on it. So women, who have lifted before they're pregnant, like do understand this is something they might go through, or, at least know that it's normal. don't freak out. You're not a wuss. You just got to come back at your own pace and really, work hard.
Certainly. You had a blog post recently that was titled Too Muscular, and it talked a little bit about how you got some sort of slanted local newspaper coverage. Talk a bit about that.
That was a local newspaper down here in South Florida. They titled the article Too Muscular, and they posted a bunch of pictures of not even bodybuilders, but figure athletes who really aren't, huge girls, saying basically that we looked gross, we were too muscular, it was unnatural, things like that. And it really, I have a thick skin, so it didn't bother me in the sense where I was like, oh, people don't like what I look like. But it upset me because just what is praised are people who are almost overweight, or people who are just completely average or completely normal and aren't necessarily that healthy. The girls that I compete with are some of the most healthy, athletic women that I've ever met. Their diet is on point. They eat clean. They work out in the gym hard. They're doing everything that they should be doing. They do everything that they should be doing on and off stage. And they're much healthier than other people. But when it comes down to it, society doesn't want to see people that are that healthy. They want to see people that are just kind of like average, and that's really what kind of got to me. Because the thing is, we don't necessarily look like that every single day. you know, that's how we look like on stage. We're going to be more muscular and dry on stage. And it's just the ignorance, I guess, that kind of got to me. That's not how people look all the time. It's how we look when we're cut down for a show. But, you know, people want to go ahead and write newspaper articles and turn their nose up at something they don't understand. And it's just their own ignorance, and it's a shame. So.
It's really weird because I think you're going to be, you know, sort of well supported in that sort of view that, you know, why are we a little bit more misunderstood than we should be? But the only thing that comes to mind is most people just don't have a reference for seeing women that are really lean. Like that just really isn't available.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I don't know where you would go for that. Where sometimes you have the comparable, you know, sort of an analog for men. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, people, even with men's bodybuilding, people don't necessarily, you know, people always talk about men that are too muscular as well. You'll always hear that. You'll hear it from women. You'll hear it from other men. I don't know if these other men are jealous because they're not muscular or what the deal is. I don't know why a guy wouldn't want to be muscular or in shape. You know, I know it's not for everybody to look like a bodybuilder. That's fine. But when it comes down to it, like, men are supposed to, you know, kind of be protectors and are supposed to be muscular. And then you see guys now that kind of do the, you know, skinny jeans thing, and it's just society is very different than what it used to be. So I think when people see muscular people or people that are harder, especially women, they don't know what to think of it or how to look at it. And they just automatically turn their nose up at it and assume, ew, that's weird, that person's a freak, they're, you know, they're disgusting. But really, we're in better shape and we're more healthy than you are. So what does that tell you?
Right. You know, and there's no telling sort of what psychological response that sort of triggers, but, you know, there is an aesthetic there, and, you know, maybe people can't appreciate it, maybe.
Yeah, of course. I mean, everybody likes different things.
Yeah, certainly. let's see, what else? You sort of work with clients, you mentioned that. Talk a little bit about the difference in training men and training women.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. I have, I've had experience with both men and women, and I actually have trained couples, you know, boyfriends and girlfriends at the same time. And contrary to popular belief, women literally will kick guys' butts in the gym, I will say like a good 90% of the time when it comes to work ethic. And I'm not just saying this as a girl because I'm a girl. My trainer is a guy, and he, I will say, is pretty much a chauvinist. But he will tell you the same thing. Like, women will outwork men in the gym almost every time. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. But guys, I think maybe they come in the gym with the attitude like they know everything already. They know how to train. You know, they've already trained super hard before, so they can't be pushed any further. Maybe it's that. But, yeah, the experience I have, like, you know, girlfriends and boyfriends will come in, and these girls are like, you know, working harder than their boyfriends will, like, lap them in circuits. It's hilarious. But, you know, as far as strength goes, guys will, you know, have their strength, and they'll be stronger than girls, you know, for the most part, except for on, you know, special instances. But, yeah, I think that it's, I don't know why. I don't know what it is. It's just girls have this hunger and, like, this fire where they just want to, like, work. I think they just have it in them a little bit more. I think we can take pain better than guys.
Yeah, I think there are some weird, you mentioned the special circumstances with strength. I think women have a better, what is it, upper body, like, strength endurance or something like that, that they do just better than men. I forget exactly what it is. But
I don't know if it would be upper body. In my experience also, I've seen with men and women, women seem to have an easier time training legs than men. I don't know. Men seem to be really focused on, you know, the chest, you know, their biceps, things like that. And when I have my men clients do legs, it kills them. They can, you know, they cannot get through like an entire leg workout hardly. Like, it absolutely kills them because it's not something they're used to training. Women seem to have a little bit easier time with that than the men do.
Okay. And is that because just nobody squats anymore, or is it like a male specific type thing? What do you think?
I think that it varies for everybody, you know, depending on athletic background, if there is one, you know, things like that. But I think a lot of guys in general, maybe they kind of skip doing legs because their legs very rarely show. You know, girls will probably do legs more because we wear more shorts or skirts or dresses, and, you know, legs are something that we want to have look good. I think for guys, maybe if it's like an aesthetic thing, it's not as much as a concern for them. They're more interested in, you know, bulking that chest up or like having big biceps to flex. But at the end of the day, they end up looking like SpongeBob SquarePants. So it's, you know, it's not a good look. It should be even, you know, and if you have weak legs, it's going to affect when you're trying to, like, you know, do really heavy weights in your upper body. It can affect your upper body too if you don't have like a good base. You know, a lot of guys don't realize that, but I guess it just depends on how much they're actually into, you know, lifting, you know, and how much they understand it. So.
Right. Well, and then the symmetry, you have to have the backside. You have to have hamstrings,
mm-hmm.
glutes and lats and things like that, because those are all important also. But
absolutely. Absolutely.
Try too hard not to preach to the choir here. I'm trying to think. If people are interested in getting in touch with you, sort of, I think you mentioned you're in Miami, but maybe sort of online, how do people find you?
Yeah, people can contact me. They can look at my website. It's ashleycooperfitness.com. They can also email me, you know, with any fitness questions. I offer online personal training, online diet consulting, online contest preparation. They can hit me up on my email at ashleycooperfitness@gmail.com. You know, I'm more than happy to talk to people and help them out. You know, I've trained guys, girls, bodybuilders, you name it, so.
Well, I definitely appreciate the time. It was good to get a little bit of a different perspective and interested to see how you do later this
absolutely.
Year.
Thank you very much. Yes, it was a pleasure talking with you, and I hope that, you know, we get to talk soon. You asked some great questions.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, take care. We'll talk soon.